we're going to listen to a chat that I had with director in residence at NIDA, David Berthol, and Mark Balotin, who is one of the winning groups that put forward a project for NIDA X. I'll let them explain what NIDA X is all about.
Thank you very much for talking to me today. I'm quite interested in the NIDA X project that you are putting time into. David, could you give my listeners some understanding of why NIDA's decided to do this?
Yeah, well, NIDA is the National Training Institution for the Performing Arts, particularly kind of theatre and music theatre and film and television. And because of that, it feels necessary for us to also be investigating the real front line of arts and entertainment. And a lot of that, of course, is the use of new digital tools, whether it's motion capture or, you know, any kind of extended reality or mixed reality technologies, the use of storytelling, which is more and more in the world. And we thought it'd be wonderful to... That is part of our daily teaching at the moment, but we thought it'd be great to have a project for NIDA alumni who want to investigate this area as well.
NIDA has actually worked with partners. I mean, you've found a foundation that's prepared to put money into it, and you've also partnered with the Australian Councils for the Arts, and you're doing a research project as well.
Yeah, the Gergensen Foundation has donated $60,000 to the project, which is just brilliant. And they can see that the future of storytelling is an important thing to explore. And also the Australia Council sees that, which the federal government's advisory and funding body for the arts in Australia. And they'll be running a research project side by side these projects, which deals specifically with audience and how audiences deal with digital storytelling. So it's great to have those two partners, yes.
And so there were six alumni, NIDA alumni groups that put forward projects that have been awarded money and support, correct?
That's right. We chose six. And part of that support is also mentorship from two fabulous organisations that work in this area. Grumpy Sailor, which uses lots of immersive storytelling and experiences. So James Boyce from Grumpy Sailor will be one of the mentors, and also Michaela Ledwidge from MOD is also a mentor as well. So part of the profession, part of the industry in this world is very interested in this project as well. So we chose six.
Okay. And of course, we've got Mark Balotin on the line, and you're one of the recipients of this first time effort at combining NIDA storytelling and technology. Can you tell us a little bit about what this means to you?
Yeah, it's a wonderful opportunity. I've always been interested in pushing the boundaries, the fault lines, and exploring how theatre can use technology and cinema in a more meaningful and creative way to tell sort of exciting stories, not just to showcase technology, but to actually tell new kinds of stories, new kinds of human stories. So it was very exciting to hear about NIDA X and sort of see that they're sort of moving in this direction even more and really thinking about what we can do with these incredibly powerful tools that we have around us. But how can we use them creatively now to tell better stories and new stories and more interesting stories?
Because you're part of a team, aren't you? And you've called your project Experiments in Theatre and Cinema. What are you thinking?
Well, they very much are, as it says in the title, experiments. So we don't know how they will turn out. There's a huge element of risk, which is very daunting for me, but also very exciting. And it's really about being provocative and reimagining what cinema can be in the context of live performance using technology. Because if we think about cinema, if we go to see a film, you know, we sit in the dark, we're passive, we're looking at a bright rectangle. And I was really interested in what happens if we question this? What happens if all of a sudden we can talk to a character on the screen? Or what happens if all of a sudden we become part of the action on the screen? Or we get a pair of scissors and we actually cut away a piece of the screen, what will happen? So they're in some ways a sort of hypothetical what-if experiments we want to test on audiences and just really play with that form.
It's really quite a fascinating thing. What are you hoping to do with the support of the technicians and people who have already been working in the digital space?
Yeah, so these kind of projects, they're actually a really interesting blend between, I guess, the sort of the, I don't want to say the traditional forms of writing and storytelling, but the sort of what theatre usually brings to the stage, coupled with technology, engineering, really sort of fascinating uses of all sorts of digital tools. So a project like mine, and I think all the other projects, really is this lovely sort of combination of people who really have focused and loved the craft of technology and developing digital tools with, I'm also working with traditional storytellers and actors and musicians. So it's a kind of a strange, surreal, futuristic dance that we will be doing sort of to create these experiments for the audience.
I'm imagining that you will come up with an idea and then you would have to actually work out if it was possible to do it in this space, this technological space. And then that would actually expand your both groups' appreciation as well as the audience's involvement.
Yeah, absolutely. This particular project, these experiments in cinema, are for me really first and foremost about the audience. I think for too long the audience have been sort of passive and disempowered. You know, if you think of traditional cinema, we're certainly sitting in the dark, but even in theatre, we're often not really responding. So we're very interested in sort of seeing how the audience, if given the chance, how they will react, what will they do. For me, it's sort of a form of empowerment to sort of see how the audience can actually contribute to the story, to what happens on the screen and beyond the screen. But it's also a great unknown. We may have audiences that totally sort of rebel against the experiments, or we may have audiences that really sort of plunge into them. So that, I guess, that's the sort of exciting thing as well, is because we're bringing in this new live element, this character of the audience.
I think Mark's put his finger on something there. The thing that's common about these six projects amongst them is that they all very much center storytelling ahead of the technology. And, you know, they have stories they want to tell, and they're trying to find the best tools to tell it, you know, with a focus on the audience. And I think that's been a really important focus for us. And because all the technology in the world, you know, can be a bit boring if it's actually not, you know, engaging with people in a story way. And so it's been interesting to see that these six projects use all sorts of technologies to tell their stories, whether it's, you know, motion capture or metahumans or deep fake video or, you know, stories like The Invasion of the Body Snatchers is using a lot of technology where the audience becomes the body catchers. And there's another piece set in a cafe, in a real cafe, where audience turns up in the cafe and take part in stories with humans and robots. So there's the question of, you know, what it is to be human in a way through, you know, deep fakes and metahumans mm-hmm. and robots and so on is something that more and more, of course, we're engaging with as a society and need to. I think all these projects do that at some level.
Yeah, I was interested in, because I've been following what's been going on in this area, and there's a lot of different ways that it's actually brought to the audience. People are experimenting as much with the creation as they are with the interface, effectively, you know, so that it becomes seamless, a seamless interaction, and building on the vocabulary of previous communications effectively, and like theatre, film, all those different types of methods. How are you imagining that audience will interact with the creations?
In all sorts of ways, but I think all of them have their eye on the audience as creator as much as consumer. And I think just as a society, we're really geared for that. You know, we expect to participate. You know, we can participate and intervene in conversations through social media and on television and so on. It's just part of our daily lives now, you know, that we are part of the conversation. And in theatrical storytelling, I think we have a similar desire. So almost all of the six projects engage in that level in some way, and I think that's really exciting.
Does that mean that you think that people will interact online, or that they'll go to the pub and there'll be an event, or that there'll be a theatre piece, or what are you expecting?
All of the above, six of the projects. Yeah, so you know, the one in the cafe, for example, you know, an audience member actually does go to a cafe and they sit at a cafe, and then the story unfolds around them, and before they know it, they're involved in the story. But you know, in other circumstances, they're experiencing it online, but doing it actively, not passively. So there are all sorts of shapes there. And I'd say that some of these projects are actually prototypes. So they're really big ideas. And this NIDA-X project is a way of kind of seeding those and giving them a bit of lift into what I hope will be much bigger iterations sometime down the track.
It's interesting to me. Someone told me about going to a theatre piece where the audience was moving within the scenes and they could interact with the actors. So there's a lots of challenges going on, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, I guess theatre has always done that, you know, for centuries, actually, with audiences, you know, in interacting with actors in performance. So I guess that kind of relationship isn't new at all. It's always been part of the theatrical experience in all sorts of cultures, not just the Western culture. But this is just, you know, introducing new kind of tools that give audiences and artists a different way of telling story. And I think that's going to be brilliant.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. Also, what's the time frame? When do you expect to have some results or some sort of idea of what's been going on or what's been learned?
Most of them will be kind of finished their first stage, if you like, probably within 6 months or 9 months. So we would expect to see things in that period, through that period of mentorship and experiment and so on. It is an experiment, so you know, you don't want to rush an experiment, but that seems to be the general time frame for them.
Thank you for talking to me, David and Mark, and good luck.
Awesome. Thanks so much,
Annie. Thank you. Pleasure. Thanks, Annie.